Jason Lodak from Beacon Journal. It's striking to see you in a casual form again. I'm just wondering what your thoughts were the first time you pulled that on and looked in the mirror and saw yourself back in a casual.
Well, this is not technically the first time I put it back on, but it feels good, it feels right, and I'm happy to be back.
Tom Withers, Associated Press, out there. You're obviously a different player than you were 4 years ago. How are you a different person than the guy that played 4 years ago?
What each experience in life is the greatest teacher, and I've been able to learn from my mistakes, grow from them. Throughout the 4 years, I turned my girlfriend to my fiance to my wife. We got two boys, two grown boys, and the friends and family around my family. We've all continued to grow, and that's just what life is about. You have obstacles throughout your life, and it's how you come. Come out of them that defines who you are.
It does feel a little surreal to see you back here. Have you had any of those kind of moments since you've been back? This is really happening?
The only time that I felt like that, felt surreal, was during my foundation event, the welcome home event I had at the University of Akron last month, where I got the chills of being back and the fans and everyone that was there. Just kind of welcome me back with open arms. So that's the only time I kind of got that feeling yet.
LeBron, Chris Haynes, Northeast Ohio Media Group over here. What's the unique challenge for you right now with this team at this stage of your career?
The challenge is that we, every single day we have to understand we can't waste that day. We have to prepare each and every day to get better. Each and every day, to each and every week, to month, and if we don't shortcut the process, we're going to give ourselves a good chance of competing at the end of the year. But it's going to be tough. We're a new group that's coming together. We have a new coaching staff. It's a new system for all of us, and it's not going to be easy at all. And but if we're patient, we're patient with the process. Everyone buys in to coach. Coach's system and the coaching staff system, then it will help us out a lot.
Well, Ryan Jones, Logan, USA Today. You've seen David a little bit more, David Blatt more and more. You just mentioned the coach's system. What are you seeing from that system? What do you like about it? And how do you see this team taking shape in that system?
I look forward to getting out there tomorrow, when our first day of camp begins. See what the system is going to be implemented to our team, and as the days goes on, as the weeks goes on, as the months go on, I'll be able to continue to break it down and see how it fits us as a team, how it fits me from a personal standpoint, and I'll be able to give my inputs.
Ron, Kenny Rowan, Sports Time, Ohio. You mentioned that in the 4 years that you were in Miami, it was like going off to college. What are the most important things that you learned during those 4 years?
Patience. Be very patient, with the process, and understand that. I think, everyone always wants to see the end result, and what's at the end of the tunnel, and don't quite understand what goes on from the start to the finish, and what's in between that. And I understand that, and I know that. So. Patience is the biggest thing that I've learned.
LeBron, Tony Torello, CBS 19. Going back to that first year in Miami and what it took for you guys to learn how to win in the finals the following year, is there any way for these young guys on this team to really know what that's like until they actually go through it? And how does that affect the time today?
It's going to be a different challenge for a lot of the guys on our team that haven't played in big games in a long time, and we have some guys that's going to play some big key roles on our team, and we expect them to play at a high level, but haven't played at a championship level, in a long time. So, the good thing about it, we do have some veteran guys that's hosted the trophy, that can give their experience about what it takes to get done, and myself, Mike Miller and James Jones and Brendan Haywood and Sean Marion. We've all hosted the trophy before, we got guys that understand what it takes, and it's the hardest thing that you can ever do in your career.
Ron, Michael Bradley from Hoop Magazine. Can you explain how you look at your leadership role with the team, especially with the younger players who haven't had that championship success?
Well, I'm going to be one of the leaders of the team. I think everyone will lead by however their characteristics define them as a leader, but I will be the leader of the team. I believe I bring leadership qualities that a lot of guys either don't want or just don't know how to do it. I can lead by example. I can lead by voice. I can lead by command. I can lead by, you know, just my presence. And that's the most important thing for me. That's what I'm more excited about than anything, is leading these guys every single day in practice, every single game, every single shoot around, every single film session. And, you know, hopefully it can trickle down to everyone else and, you know, it can make us a better team.
Ramon Chapman with ESPN. Just wondering what the reception's been like for you since you've been back in Cleveland. Obviously, you've been through here as a visiting player since that first departure. But now that you're back with the Cavs, how have people responded to you?
It's been well received. You know, I haven't been back that long. I've been traveling a lot, taking care of a lot of obligations that I had to, you know, that I was responsible to take care of. And you know, the reception has been well received, not only for myself, but my friends and my family, and that's all we can ask for.
LeBron, Joe Martin, Northeast Ohio Media Group. From the moment you announced that you were coming back all the way through today, was there anything that you just wanted to get through, get it over with? Maybe like today, for instance, what's it like being sitting up there for you? Are you looking forward to just getting going tomorrow?
No, for me, I've never, I live in the present. You know, yesterday is over with, and you know, the future is the unknown. I've always lived in the present. There's nothing that I can't. Like, it's part of the shortcut process. I don't shortcut anything. I'm excited to be here. This is day one of another NBA campaign for me, and I'm extremely excited about it. And you know, I'm gonna go through the day and go to each station. These guys over here will take me through, and but I'm excited to be back.
LeBron, Dave Edelman, ESPN.com. You had an extensive relationship with both Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh before you guys came together, USA Basketball coming through the draft together. The stars of this team, you know, or the, you know, maybe the most notable players on this team, Kevin Love and Kyrie, do you have much relationship with them, and how do you plan to establish one?
Well, obviously, myself and D-Wade relationship goes beyond basketball, still to this day. You know, so our relationship will probably be bigger than anyone else's besides Carmelo and Chris Paul, you know, in this league. You know, so, you know, the relationship I had with D-Wade helped the fact that I wanted to go to Miami, you know, and I always wanted to play with Chris Bosh too. You know, so it kind of worked out that way, and when I gained a great relationship with CB as well. You know, the relationship here is different. You know, we, like you said, myself, D-Wade, and Chris, we were all in the same draft class. We all went through the same rookie wall, the rookie struggles. You know, we understood what it was to be part of that draft. So, you know, it's a different challenge for me here, you know, being alongside, you know, Kyrie and Kevin Love and the rest of the guys. But, you know, there's nothing in this league that I haven't seen. Nothing. You name it, I've seen it. And that's both on and off the floor. So I got a lot of knowledge to give to those guys.
LeBron, here, to your left. José Ambrosio from ESPN Brazil. You've been to Brazil during the World Cup. Did you expect to meet your ex-teammates in Brazil? And what do you expect about Brazil to be there again?
Well, yeah, I expected to meet them there because the schedule had came out. After I decided to come back, so I already knew that we were going to be playing them in Brazil. I mean, the NBA knew something. They knew that I would either go home or I'd stay in Miami, so they made the schedule the way it was made anyway, so I would have to play my home team or I was going to go against my old teammates, so they already kind of figured that. So I think it's going to be fun. We go actually get back to, you know, one of my favorite teammates of all time. We go back to Andy's homeland in Brazil. And I know how excited they are, how ecstatic they are about the game of basketball. So, you know, it should be fun.
Ron, David Aldridge, Turner Sports. I was wondering how your kids are old enough now Johnson, and I understand some things that are going on in the world. I was wondering how you would explain this to them, not just the decision, but just the whole process.
No, I asked them first. I didn't explain it to them. They explained it to me. I was like, you know, what do you think about, you know, daddy going back home to play? He was like, home? You talking about Cleveland? I'm like, yeah. He was like, okay, you get to play with Kyrie Irving? I was like, yeah. It was like, we get to go back home to our house, and I get to go back home to my old school and my old friends. Like, yeah. He was like, okay, you can do it. And that's how I went.
Michael in the Washington Post. LeBron, I want to compare your mindset to 4 years ago when you left Miami. Do you feel like you have more to prove now than you do now? I mean, then than you do
now? That's a great question. I still have a lot to prove because of the expectations I put on myself. I ask more of myself than anybody could ever ask of me. So, my expectations are still high. But I understand I'm more patient now than I were 4 years ago. I understand what it takes to win a championship. And I understand it's the hardest thing that you could ever do in your basketball career is to try to win a championship. And I've been two up and two down in 4 years. So I went from crying tears of joy and tears of frustration, two up, two down. So I know it all. I know what it takes. So I'm a guy that my expectations are still high because I believe in this team. I believe what we can, you know, ultimately get to. But I also understand that it won't be easy, and we can't try to play November and get to June or get to May right now. We have to go November to December and the rest of the calendar year just to even have a chance.
LeBron, John Telich, Fox 8, welcome back. Question is, you lost the weight, and you kind of went into detail with Rachel when she interviewed you about the process. I'm curious as to the motivation. Is it this juncture of your career, or is it playing in a more up-tempo system? What were the reasons for it?
No, it had nothing to do with basketball. Everyone, I should have wrote a letter about that too. So to stop the speculations of why I did it. Every summer I challenged myself to do something different that's outside the box. And I stopped eating candy last summer, just like no candy for a whole summer, just try to challenge myself to see if I can do it. So I decided to do this particular diet this summer for 2 months. It had nothing to do with basketball, nothing at all. And once I set out a goal, I like to accomplish it. And in the process, I lost some weight. And then in the process, stories came out. I did it because of this juncture in my career. I'm 29 years old, and I still can fly above the rim. I don't need to lose weight to do that. Not at this point in my career. It's great to see. The great thing I got out of it, to see how can my body transform. You know, so as I get older in my career, if I need to lose some weight or shed some weight, I know exactly where I can get down to. But it had nothing to do with basketball. But it did make me quicker, so it helps our team.
Last